Thousands of students across the island will this week sit the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. It is often an experience filled with anxiety and trepidation for all involved, including the parents. Today, we share a few tips on how parents can remain calm and supportive during this stressful period and their role in assisting their children to prepare for the exams. We also hear from some parents who have been instrumental in their children's preparation. Please, stay with us. The Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, was implemented in 1999 as a replacement to the Common Entrance Examination. It was designed to prepare students for transition into the secondary level education system. The main focus of most Grade 6 students at the primary and preparatory level is to ace the exams so they can attend the high school of their choice. Parents often play a major role in their children's preparation for GSAT and can be a source of support and comfort as the exam approaches. Grandparent Cynthia Curtis shares how she has been assisting her granddaughter for the upcoming exams.
Make sure that her homework is finished, and she has a lot of work to do, plenty, and we'll make sure that she finishes it before she goes to bed. And if she don't finish it, she would have gotten up, and she herself get up like at 3 o'clock, you know, so she never finished her work, and so but we really work with her.
Miss Curtis says she tries her best to provide the emotional support needed to build her granddaughter's confidence.
I continually praying for her. They prayed for them at church. And she said, Grandma, me just been wait for the little prayer, you know. So I said, but you have to pray for yourself. And he said, Grandma, every time I open the book, I ask the Lord to help me.
She says children should be given the adequate support from the home. Another parent, Sproutisha Pinnock, says helping her child prepare for GSAT is her greatest joy.
By getting homework-wise, buying him special GSAT with him, ensure him study every day and come from school, so he's more focused when the day comes.
Miss Pinnock says she ensures that her child completes all the necessary work before the exam. This, she says, will provide more comfort to her as well as her son, knowing that adequate preparation for the exam was done. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean points out how instrumental parents should be in their children's lives leading up to the examinations and beyond.
The examination is a very serious activity, and parents should not only seek to support their children for the two days of exams, they should do it around right through their lives.
Dr. McLean is also encouraging more parents to get involved in their children's educational life by giving support to the schools. This will add to the overall development of children's lives across the island.
I do not have to remind our parents that they should ensure that their children sleep well the night before, ensure that they have a very good breakfast, do not overeat, but just enough, and just to ensure that they have the correct tools, they will need their pencil. I normally refer to the HB number 2 pencil, which works very well. You do not have to press too much, and it shades very well. And also, just to remind our students not to have any stray marks on the answer sheet.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean. Here are some additional tips to parents to manage GSAT preparation. Encourage your child to pace his or her preparation as the exam approaches. Do not encourage cramming the night before the exam.
It is important that you be as supportive as possible. Give your child reassurance. Remind them that you are there for them. Avoid the shouting and the putting down. Continue to praise and reward your child. Be positive.
Create the right atmosphere. Ensure everything is done to reduce stress at home. Reduce noise and distractions during study periods.
Take care on the day of exam. Stay calm. When you drop your child off to school, leave them to settle down. Do not linger around. Good luck.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.